The Osgood File, sponsored by Cassidy Turley. Thought leadership, superior results, challenging the conventional in commercial real estate services. Cassidy Turley. This is Dave Ross, in for Charles Osgood on the CBS Radio Network. We seem to be surrounded by refuse, don't we? Landfills outside our cities, a huge island of trash in the ocean, and now, if you look up...
hundreds of miles above Earth is a massive field of junk.
What the government plans to do about it, after this from Charlie. The Air Force has awarded Lockheed Martin a contract worth nearly $1 billion to build what they call a space fence. Except, it's not a real fence. It's a radar system, powerful enough to track all the space junk that civilization has hurled into Earth orbit.
Booster rockets, empty fuel containers, leftover pieces of rocket launch vehicles.
Astronomer Derek Pitts, who says those hundreds of thousands of pieces are traveling so fast that a collision, even with a piece less than an inch, would be like that movie we all saw last year.
Mission abort. Multiple satellites are down and they keep on falling.
That was fiction, but back in 2009, a U.S. Iridium satellite collided with a Russian Cosmos at a closing speed of more than 26,000 miles an hour, destroying both satellites and creating thousands of pieces of debris. As astronomer Pitts points out, that's not good.
$1 billion is not a big price to pay to try to get control of this problem.
And getting control of it is Steve Bruce's job at Lockheed Martin.
It's really revolutionary. It will map out what's up in space very, very well.
The Space Fence radar system will be based in the South Pacific near the equator, and by 2018, he expects it'll be able to maintain a fix on every single piece of space junk. A little like a sailor's nautical chart, so that satellites and astronauts know exactly where the hazards are and can avoid creating any more. Because otherwise...
mission abort. Multiple satellites are down.
And that would be bad. The Osgood File, Dave Ross, on the CBS Radio Network.